Aloha Friday. So glad to have your company and so happy to introduce you now to Roberta Uno. She's Director of Arts in a Changing America at the California Institute of the Arts. Before that, she was at the Ford Foundation for 13 years. Uno was born in Hawaii and continues to be an ally for Hawaii artists and cultural practitioners. She says the frontier for art now is community benefit and participating in the changes American communities are going through.
Demographers have told us that by the year 2042, there will be no ethnic majority in the U.S. So Hawaii is already living in the future. It actually always was, because Hawaii is the only state that never had a white majority. And the entire country, as I said, by 2042 will be in aggregate people of color.
What will that mean to the culture of this country?
Right. And that shift really marks the kind of end of America as a country that was constructed to be a white country through slavery, through genocide and wars with Native American people, through the internment camps, through exclusionary immigration laws. And so, you know, we really see that this post-1965 Immigration Act and the Civil Rights Movement engendered the possibility that we could actually become a pluralistic democracy. You know, I think back to my own grandfather coming to the United States. He changed his name to George after George Washington. He was a Christian convert in Japan, came here for religious freedom, but then found out that he could not own land, that he could not intermarry with Caucasians had he wanted to, that he could not become a citizen, therefore could not vote to change any of those laws, right? And so the browning of America is happening because of changes in those laws.
You're kind of saying that immigrants have fought to make the country live up to the ideals that are written in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. I think not just immigrants, Native Americans, Black Americans, we become the litmus test for the ideals of democracy.
How have artists been involved in this enfolding understanding about who we are?
Well, I think we have to back up a little bit first, Noe, and look at our arts field, okay? Our arts field is as challenged as any other sector in the United States in terms of racial inequity and cultural inequity. The biggest example would be the lack of equitable funding in the arts field. There was a landmark study by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy that documented the fact that of all the arts funding in the United States, well over 50% goes to organizations with budgets of $5 million or more. They are only 2% of the entire arts sector. Meanwhile, organizations with explicit missions to serve diverse communities receive less than 10% of arts funding. That bumps up against this demographic shift. We need to propose solutions. We need to identify and create best practice. That's what artists do. That's what we can do. I think we also need to look oftentimes beyond our art sector for solutions. And so, for example, community benefits, right? That idea really came out of the community development field, where in Detroit, that's a city that has endured so much with bankruptcy, with public utilities being shut down, of water being cut off. I mean, basic human utilities. Yet Detroiters are some of the most creative, resourceful, generous, innovative arts organizers that we've met. In Detroit, people in the arts looked across to the community development sector and saw and were part of efforts for community benefits agreements that would benefit the community, such as environmental impact, affordable housing, job creation, and economic development. This kind of work is happening in community development. Why don't we, as artists, look at the issue of community benefits? Are we going to just recover the arts field and the status quo of inequality as we knew it? I think people are in the streets now. People are lifting their voices because they don't want to recover just the status quo. People have had enough of the way things were and are really raising the possibilities of what can be.
in closing, can you bring this home for Hawaii, the community that you actually do know so well over so many years? Do you see particular challenges or opportunities with the Hawaii art community?
In Hawaii, I think looking to the strengths, what makes Hawaii unique and special and really gives it leadership in the world. When you look at, for example, the revitalization of Olelo Hawaii, that is more than just the significance, which is a huge significance, of revitalizing an indigenous language when so many languages are dying. It's the preservation of traditional knowledge and science. It's the continuation of intergenerational learning. It's the stewardship of the land, the idea of sustainability. When you look at the fact that so much of that, navigation, hula, agriculture, malama aina, so much of that has been self-sustaining. Those types of art forms that show interconnectedness, that show our relationship to the natural world, to community and ancestral wisdom, that show relationship to healing, that is needed now more than ever. And I think that is what makes Hawaii a very special place that has something to offer and to build upon and to learn from.
Roberta Uno is an active theater director and director of Arts in a Changing America.